Happy Saturday, Squamish. Today, it will be sunny, but chilly, again according to Environment Canada. We will reach a high of 2°C, except it will get up to 5°C over southern sections of the region. With the wind chill, it will feel like minus 8°C this morning. Tonight, it will dip down to minus 5°C, which will feel like minus 7°C with the wind chill factored in. According to Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross, another strong ridge of high pressure will build offshore into southern BC through this weekend and into early next week. This will result in a prolonged period of dry conditions, with an inversion developing over the south coast later this weekend into early next week, he said. But what is an inversion? According to the University of Utah Health, an inversion is when the right temperature, the right breezes, and the right weather conditions all come together and they cause the cold air to get trapped. During an inversion, the cold air and the warm air are switched. And the layer of warm air traps the cold air and the pollution down in the valley. Morning fog patches are possible in the valleys and along the coast. The models are hinting at a pattern change with the high pressure ridge breaking down in the middle of next week, with the possibility of an organized front arriving towards Thursday or Friday. There's possibly another Arctic front reaching southern BC, sometime early next month, Ross said. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 25 was at 7:58 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:56 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 16.22%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 5:26 a.m. Moonset is at 12:34 p.m. Duration, 7 hours and 8 minutes, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was White Rock, which saw a high of 10.1°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in Canada. The high at Squamish Airport yesterday was 8.4°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 24 was Mackenzie, which dipped to minus 20.9°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Discovery Island, off the eastern side of Vancouver Island, which could reach 7.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is predicted to be Puntsea Mountain, near Williams Lake, which could see a low of minus 22.6°C today. Tides today, the next low tide is at 9:03 a.m., height 3.9 meters, the next high tide today is at 12:38 p.m., 4.08 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final tide is a low tide at 8:54 p.m. 1.05 meters. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.4°C. Based on our historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.8°C. And the coldest was recorded in 2009 at 5.7°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to rise to 6.5°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is low, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. The advice for today from Avalog.co is: the snowpack is generally stable, it may be appropriate to step out into more complex terrain. A hard crust on the snow surface will help strengthen the snowpack, but may cause tough travel conditions. Use caution above cliffs and terrain traps where even small avalanches may have severe consequences. Sea to sky gondola conditions. The sea-to-sky gondola is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, with the last download at 6 p.m. Grooming. Backcountry access road to Upper Shannon Creek Bridge, 3 kilometers return. Last groomed, January 24. Grooming starts from lodge. Snow base at the summit lodge, 37 centimeters. Sky Pilot Valley Trail, 5 kilometers return. Last groomed, January 24. 99 centimeters of snow at the snow groomer turnaround at 1,050 meters. 0 centimeters new snow over the last 24 hours. See more of the conditions at the gondola. Events to note. there's always something going on in this town. Here's a couple of upcoming events that stood out to us. Tonight, there's board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 to 10:30 p.m. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Also tonight, catch Calm Like a Bomb, Rage Against the Machine Tribute, at Trickster's Hideout, at 38005 Cleveland Avenue from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Get ready for an electrifying night of raw energy and explosive sound. Join us at Trickster's Hideout in Squamish, B.C., on Saturday, January 25, 2025, as we bring you an unforgettable tribute to one of the most iconic bands of all time, Rage Against the Machine, reads the listing. Feb. 5, if you are into wood, check out Twig, Wood First Wednesday at the Men's Shed, at 38201 3 Avenue, from 6 to 8 p.m. Come by the Men's Shed and learn about their organization. They will be bringing out various planes for people to use and check out. Snacks will be available, reads the listing. Also February 5th, save the date for Nerd Night February, at the Brackendale Art Gallery, at 41950 Government Road, from 7 to 10 p.m. Here's the lineup for this night of learning. Snoring with Chella Bear. Snoring is common, but it is not normal. Why do so many people snore and why is it so unhealthy? Dating for the Birds with Thor Veen. Come along for a journey exploring the intricacies of finding the best mate as a female collared flycatcher, a small bird living in the Swedish woodlands. From pursuing the male with the biggest white patch on his forehead to cheating on your partner and avoiding mating with a male of a closely related species. Or maybe not when you are late in the season and you can sneak off to visit the next door neighbor. Life ain't simple for a bird. Trauma-informed practices with Sarah Leanne Hart. Learn a little bit more about what exactly trauma is, how it manifests, and how you can be trauma-informed in your everyday interactions. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Be whale aware. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets. Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. Third Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side. 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side. 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on West Side. Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on east side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No name road, entire street. No parking on east side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-sac. No parking on south side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on east side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on north side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on west side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. If you are heading north on Highway 99, watch for slippery sections between Lilwat Place and the end of Highway 99 for 121.0 kilometers, Lillooet. There's compact snow. Gas prices. In Squamish today, regular gas is going for 174.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. Gas in Whistler is 173.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, you will find petrol for 172.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. The cheapest gas in North Vancouver is 178.9 per liter at the Chevron, at 2305 Lonsdale Avenue, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Lone Butte, an unincorporated community in the South Cariboo region of South Central BC, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at Canco Gas, 7241 Corners Frontage Road.